Translation of Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. O my son, the original poet Brahma, after mature meditation for 1,000 celestial years, could only know that the glories of the Supreme Soul are inconceivable. There are some froggish philosophers who want to know the Supreme Soul by means of philosophy and mental speculation. And when the devotees who are at the same extent in knowledge of the Supreme Lord admit that the glories of the Lord are inestimable and inconceivable, the froggish philosophers adversely criticize them. Yeah. These philosophers, like the frog in the well, who try to estimate the measurement of the Pacific Ocean, like to take trouble over fruitless mental speculation instead of taking instruction from devotees like the original poet, namely Brahma. Lord Brahma underwent a severe type of meditation for 1,000 celestial years, yet he said that the glories of the Lord are inconceivable. Therefore, who can the froggish philosophers hope to gain from their mental speculation? It is said in the Brahmahita that the mental speculator may fly through the sky of speculation with the velocity of the mind or the wind for thousands and millions of years, and still he will find it inconceivable. The devotees, however, do not waste time in such vain searching after knowledge of the Supreme, but they submissively hear the glories of the Lord from bona fide devotees. Thus they transcendentally enjoy the process of hearing and chanting. The Lord approves of the devotional activities of the devotees or Mahatmas, and he says, Mahatmata ma prithe, diva prita ashrite, prithane dasamu, jana bhute afriye, satukhita yanunya, yatum kasya prijan prita. Namaste chumitram bhaktiya, ita yota vashrite. I've got this far through your blessings. Wow. Thank you. The poor devotees of the Lord take shelter of the Paraprakti, the internal potency of the Lord, called Lakshmi Dev, Shrimati Dev, Sita Dev, thank you. Shrimati Radharani or Shrimati Rukmadev, and thus become actual Mahatmas or great souls. Mahatmas are not fond of indulging in mental speculation, but they actually take to the devotional service of the Lord without the slightest deviation. Devotional service is manifest by the primary process of hearing and chanting about the activities of the Lord. This transcendental method practiced by the Mahatmas gives them sufficient knowledge of the Lord, because if the Lord can at all be known in some extent, it is only through the means of devotional service and no other way. One may go on speculating and wasting their vulnerable time of this human life, but that will not help anyone to enter into the precepts of the Lord. The Mahatmas, however, are not concerned with knowing the Lord by mental speculation, because they enjoy hearing about his glorious activities. In his transcendental dealings with the devotees or with the demons, the devotees take pleasure in both and are happy in this life and the life after. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is the third time that Srila Prabhupada, in just this one chapter six, does he mention about the froggish philosophy. When I was a chosen witness, we had the theocratic ministry school, and one of the points within that was repetition for emphasis. So Prabhupada repeated this three times for emphasis, so we get the point. And as many of you know, when you come into Krishna consciousness, is probably one of the first things that we hear about, isn't it? Dr. Frog, isn't it? It was one of the major presentations that we do. There's a frog in the well. And it reminded me of my very early days in Krishna consciousness, when I was going to the small center in Manchester. It was run just by Matajis at the time, so the reason I'm here is the Matajis' fault. Okay. So they're wonderful. But what they had is a very simple program, a very simple program. So we start off with kirtan. So we're getting used to, as new people turning up at the center, we're getting used to hearing this vibration of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And then they would ask a question, and it would be what would appear to be quite a mundane question, but it was focused. Because those that were going were either, like myself, very established in our field, or were university and they were getting up to the points where they were doing their dissertations, so very, very highly educated. So we would give our frog philosophy very authoritatively, you know, so because I'm the authority in this particular field, I know all about it, there's nothing you can tell them about it. And then they would bring out this little book, the Bhagavad Gita. And I go, wonder what the Bhagavad Gita says. And each time, they'd either validate our froggy philosophy, or they'll smash the frog philosophy. Then we'd eat prasadam. Yeah. And then just for the magic, we'll just have kirtan before we go home. It's a very simple, simple way to introduce people to Krishna consciousness. And the nice thing is that even though we were given frog philosophy, they would respectfully listen. They would acknowledge and they would ask questions as to how we got to that particular way of thinking. So it got me thinking about the field that I work in. And one of the things that I do is I used to look after the first year student nurses. They all come in, they want to know everything. They want to do everything, they want to see everything. And they know nothing. A bit like when we first come to Devotee Association, isn't it? So one of the first things that we teach them is how to properly wash your hands. I'm going to explain my logic in a minute. So, we then look at the history of hand washing. It was in the 1800s, 1818 to 1865, that a young gentleman, Swallowsey, offered up the point that maybe when it comes to childbirth, maybe washing hands might be a good idea. And this was observational, because what he noticed was that the nurses were washing their hands and the doctors were coming after doing a biopsy because it was a complication. The child would die of sepsis. And so he's trying to work out what the connection is between the two. Washing hands. However, this flew into the face of current thinking. He was hounded by his peers. How dare you? this is not correct. In fact, at the time, it was also thought that actually washing hands was the wrong thing to do because we'd just made the connection between polluted water and infection. We hadn't got to that stage where we could see the microorganisms of anything. So much so that he taught the hospital that he's working in to start doing what we now take as something very simple, washing hands. They were infuriated, so they burnt it down, beat him up, sent him into prison. He died of sepsis through the injuries. Yeah, current medical thinking it was. You can't go against current medical thinking. And I thought, 1800s, what were the devotees doing in the 18, around about that time? Who did the Mangalati transfers? Yeah, who does the Mangalati transfers? Who dressed for Srila Prabhupada this morning? What did we do? We get up and we just went, put a bit of deodorant on, that'll do. There's a whole cleansing ritual, isn't there? Yeah? We have to make sure that the body is nicely cleansed. Then what do? We put on the tilak, what we're meditating on, we put in tilak, and we're making a home for Krishna to reside. So what has to be clean? Not only the body, but the soul and the mind. So way back when we're just discovering that maybe washing hands is a good idea, the devotees, because they're really involved in devotional service, are already well ahead of the science just by undertaking devotional service. That's the power of just following devotee instruction. In fact, I would say, I'll go as far as to say, that the devotees that do the Mangalati transfers, the devotees that clean and get Shishi Radhika Kulananda, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman, the ones that go and get Prabhupada dressed in the morning, those that help to put them in bed at night, they're actually probably more cleaner than the nurses, because most only do the hands, maybe the wrist, depending on what we do, they might do the arms. If you're lucky. Yeah. Nowadays, they just go and get the alcohol joan out and put a glove on that too. Very low class. Isn't it? Very low class. But when it comes to devotion, we still see that it's very, very high class, isn't it? So it's high philosophy, but by just the simple act of devotional service, we actually attain the highest standards. Does that make sense? Yeah, we have the highest standards. And it comes down to simplicity. Because what we sort of see is that within the medical profession, we're always seeking new, aren't we? We're always seeking new. Bigger things, better things, research this, research that. Can you tell me the one thing they don't research? The one thing that doctors do not know about, if you go to any hospital, they will not know. The soul, the spirit soul, don't know. You only live once. Happiness, they don't know happiness either. You know, so go to hospital, you're full of misery, aren't you? You know, so very rarely see a happy face in the hospital, apart from maybe the maternity ward. If everything goes well, is usually a bit of happiness there. It's probably the only part of the hospital where you might see a smiling face. Generally, it's frowning, isn't it? I mean, agony. But they don't know about the soul. So when it comes to the person getting to the end of life, we're concerned about pain management. Are the wounds cleaned? Because generally speaking, the body breaks down, so we've got huge, precious oil wounds to deal with. We're not thinking about the spirit soul, are we? What's the most important thing that we should be doing at that stage? I'm hoping that you all come to me when I get to that stage, because you've all got fine voices. What do I want to be hearing? Hare Krishna, isn't it? Not only Hare Krishna, but also I want to be able to hear stories of Krishna, isn't it? It's interesting that Srila Prabhupada came to the West and he had written the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. What's interesting is what he wrote after that. He didn't go into canto 2. He wrote Krishna book, Nectar of Devotion, and wasn't it Teachings of Kapila Dev? Lord Chaitanya, wasn't it? Then he went on to... The Krishna book is an interesting one, isn't it? Because that's basically giving us an insight into the 10th canto, isn't it? It's a beautiful book, isn't it, to read. And then the devotees were freely giving this out. Please take this book. Please read about these intimate pastimes of Krishna. It gives us the opportunity to really absorb ourselves in Krishna's pastimes. And it's interesting when Prabhupada mentions about Mahatma, we have this view of, we don't we, of great Mahatmas, then they've renounced. I'm going to renounce my colour TV, I'm going to renounce my job, I'm going to renounce my house, I'm going to renounce my clothes, I'm going to walk the streets with my water pot and make a big show of renouncement. But then what Prabhupada connects it to is absorption in love of Krishna. So he wrote the Krishna books so that we can do what? We can become absorbed totally in the love of Krishna. It was during Radhamastami, and I got a really nice text from, do you remember, do you all know Mahamantra Das? He does poetry. So, and this is the absorption that we should be in, because he wrote upon Radha and the bee. This is how absorbed Radharani is in the love of Krishna. This is what we should be aspiring to be, isn't it? Absorbing thoughts of Krishna, Radha saw a bee, mistook it for Krishna's messenger. "Oh, bumblebee," she said, "you're used to drinking nectar once your favorite flower has flowered. You're the same nature as Krishna. You must have been empowered. But to see some powder kumkum on your head, it no doubt came from one of Krishna's garlands. As he danced with Thano flame, having touched that garland, you're now feeling so proud. You came here buzzing around my feet. It's simply not allowed. Proud bumblebee, don't touch me." Radha's heart beats faster. "You're unreliable servant. You're of an unreliable master." Do you remember this pastime? She's looking for Krishna, isn't she? So she's fraught. She can't see Krishna, so she's fraught, isn't she? So she's come across this beast, so she's giving it to the bee, you know, so isn't she? "That Krishna, he's just like a bee. He sits upon a flower, sits next to till he's had his fill, then leaves." She Radha glowed. "That fated night of rasa dance, beckoned with peacock flowers, your master gave me just one kiss, then left me another. It's just not on, you bumbling fool. You not have your reward. Of singing Krishna's glories, your words will be ignored." That level of separation, isn't there? It's a real powerful level of separation, isn't it? I don't think in our human form we really get to that level of You know, so heart-wrenching, isn't it? The goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, is under Krishna's spell. Well, maybe she'd be taken in, but us gopis know him well. Please leave now, tricky bumblebee. I'm not falling for your pattern. Not listening to another word, you flew here just to flatter. I will not put my trust in you, and I cannot trust your master. He made us leave our families, which led us to disaster. They broke Hecate, didn't they? To be with Krishna, they broke Hecate. So to be with Krishna, we can break Hecate. We have that example, don't we? You know, sort of where, you know, we can step over people if we need to get to do service. A Mangalati transfer is a brahmachari right by the door. You can step over them. You can't step over them to come back in, though, after you've done service, because that's just a bit offensive, really, isn't it? You know, so and make sure you don't kick them on the way out. Although they might appreciate it. They'll be down time for Mangalati, won't they? You know, so am I okay, Prabhu? Is he okay? Yeah. I'm not offending you, am I, Prabhu? Is that the feeling of the other assembled devotees? A bit slower. Okay. Is it okay? No problem. Sorry, Prabhu. I'll try to speak a bit slower for you. Is there anything I can do to help? At this point, okay. Am I okay to continue? Yeah. I will explain why I'm doing this poem to you all. I thought it was a lovely poem, so I just thought I'd share it with you. And I also want to share the process, not only of this poem, but also of the artwork and the writings that devotees have. It's amazing. Krishna didn't feel obliged, and he left us all forlorn. We ran through guiding by his flute, and now we sit and mourn. Krishna cannot live without young girls' association. His beauty gets him what he wants. He is expert in Fulleration. Krishna is magnanimous, or so that great saint says, but he left us all downtrodden, and that's really not okay. Shishi Radhika Kulananda Ki, Shishi Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman, Shishi Gornitai, Shri Prabhupada Ki. And that's really not okay. And in the previous lifetime, Krishna, then known as Ram, instead of creating Ravnasis, he caused her facial harm. He killed an enemy of his friends, like the hunter stalking prey. He didn't fight them face to face, as in a Kshatriya way. And before that, it was famine, a little Brahmana boy. He went to Balaram Maharaj, begging charity for his ploy. But Balaram Maharaj was generous and offered all he had. But Krishna had just arrested him and sent him somewhere bad. In spite of this being oh so cruel, we're still chanting his glories. The same for saints and holy men. They are washed with Krishna's stories. They want no more to do with him, but at last he will regret. We cannot start remembering him, for he we cannot forget. Oh, be in my opinion, we shouldn't hear from him. For when we do attachment, the verse lights grow dim. I'll hear no more on Krishna, start another conversation. We're all doomed, we're all consumed by his association. A bumblebee flew here and there and slowly and steadily fight. Then suddenly the bee buzzed off, he disappeared from sight. Radharani panicked so, she felt a sense of mourning. Perhaps the bee had gone to Krishna and told him of her scorning. The key being back into her view, Radha felt relief. Krishna must have sent you back. She abandoned all her grief. Oh, my dear friend, I welcome you. My Krishna is so kind. I don't think he'll send you back. Pay my previous words no mind. Now tell me, how is Krishna? How's he doing in Mathura? Is he missing all his coward friends? Is he fading his assurance? Does he sing about his gopis? Tell me everything he said. Is there any chance he may come back and place his hand upon our heads? Uddhava was standing near. He heard this conversation and put it down to Mahabhava. That's why she felt elation. Then Uddhava read this letter out as Krishna had decreed it. Here's chapter 47 of Krishna book. Should anyone want to read it? Radharani ki jai, Maharaj ki jai. That absorption in love of Krishna, isn't it? If you think about it, we've had many, many lifetimes where we've not connected in any way, shape or form with Krishna at all. We've been dogged down with our philosophies, with our going after money, with our going after name, fame, glory, attachment to the body. I once gave a class and a person said, I didn't like your class because you kept on talking about surrender. I surrender to nothing. And I thought, well, you have to surrender to something. Prabhupada explains this, doesn't he? I just follow my mind. There we go. You've just told me what you surrendered to. We surrender to our mind. So our mind will send us here. Our mind will send us there. Our mind will send us everywhere. And what does it achieve us at the end of the day? Another body, isn't it? Could lead us down to the lower body, animals, flowers, lower pranity systems. Yeah. So we've been given an opportunity to absorb. So Prabhupada wrote us the Krishna book so we could absorb ourselves in these pastimes. I was talking to Mahamantra's wife, and she was saying how absorbed he was in that particular pastime in order to write it. To understand what Radharani was feeling. Krishna came as Sri Chaitanya, didn't he? Just to feel what it was like, what Radha was feeling for him. The love of Radharani and her absorption in Krishna, he couldn't fathom. He can't fathom the love of the devotees. He can't get it. So actually, when it comes down to it, our absorption in Krishna brings us closer to Krishna. As we're getting closer to Krishna, Krishna's love for us grows. And at the point that we leave the body, what are we thinking about? I had this amazing plan, and I was going to make my millions. No, we're thinking about Krishna, isn't it? We're thinking deeply about Krishna. When you look at the pictures that the devotees have made, I wonder how absorbed they were with every paint stroke. You can't produce such beautiful art without being absorbed in love of Krishna. My Guru Maharaj asked me, I think it was the second time of my meeting him, what's the point of being a nurse? What is the point? Because you look after the body, but neglect the soul. You neglect the soul, what is the point? So the devotee is greater than the nurse because the devotee is looking after the soul. I don't have
to teach the devotee aseptic technique because the devotees are already aseptic. Not only from the body cleansing point of view, but from the mind and from the heart. The purity comes from connection with Krishna. Do we take time to read Krishna book? My Guru Maharaj was telling us that they took prasadam very seriously when he was at the temple. So as Prabhupada wrote the book, the temple president read it. Who was the second person to read the book? They weren't taking any chances. The cook was reading the book. They had heard that whoever was cooking, whatever they were feeling when they were touching the food, making the food, that went into the food. They were going to make sure that whoever was making the food, that went in, yeah. And they'd listen, find out who had really made the best prasad and made sure that they, so we have to be that absorbed. And it doesn't matter if we're in the temple, we're at home, we're in work. That standard should always be there. That meditation should always be there. I was at one place last year, and the staff were falling apart because somebody that they had looked after for 14 years was passing on, and they couldn't cope. So I got sent. Yeah. So it ministers to the souls of the staff. They couldn't cope with being by his side, so who was at his side? What do you think I was doing? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I had to be quiet. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And then I'll tell him stories about Krishna. Who was the one that cleaned the body before it got taken away? He went with Tulsi. I don't know who he is. He must have been a great soul in previous lifetimes. That's the power of devotee. We can take somebody out of the material world, put them in the spiritual. We can have the best medical practice just by following the rules and regulations laid out in the temple. That's the power of devotee. So I hope that that made sense. Is there any thoughts, corrections, questions? Did it? Why Brahmana was the original poet? Due to his austerity. His austerity and his meditations. Because of his austerity meditation, he's becoming more and more absorbed in love of Krishna. And then through his words emanating down, he's giving us love of Krishna. So he's the poet, isn't he? So the question is are we going to be as absorbed, obviously we can't take millions of lifetimes. to get to that point. But thanks to Brahmana, thanks to Sri Prabhupada, and thanks to the great devotees who have taken time to absorb themselves in love of Krishna, we can then, but our main source will be Brahma. Parojana Puru. He gave me the best service ever. Do you want this microphone? Are you sure? Beautiful, thank you. Krishna's pleasure is my motive. That is beautiful, isn't it? I approached it from how we perceive it. So a lot of the time, I try to look at it from how we perceive it. So from us, it perceives that Krishna's love does grow, and it does not say that Krishna has he favors his devotees a lot more, doesn't he, through devotional service. So, and it is true that, we should make sure that we come to such a standard that Krishna notices us, but we get the opportunity to see Krishna before then. Receptacle. And that is just through hearing and chanting, and obviously association with great devotees going out on Harinam. Stay away from rascals like me. Does that answer your question? Sorry for the confusion. Okay. Is that it? Thank you. Shrim Bhagavatam ki.